Next up on our morning show get together, Angie Coonan is here, Foundation Director for the Richland Hospital. They have a lot of cool things coming up here. Good morning, Angie.
Good morning, Phil. Thank you for having us.
Wonderful to have you. You have, first of all, some good days that you've got, maybe kind of building awareness and then giving back to the community as well. What's coming up on Monday?
So Monday is actually Nonprofit Day. And so to celebrate that, the Richland Hospital Foundation, we have put together a free ice cream social, and it's to celebrate Nonprofit Day. So we are going to have a vintage ice cream truck stationed in the hospital parking lot, and it's sponsored by the folks at Sleepy Hollow in Viroqua. They have this vintage truck, and it's free ice cream sandwiches, ice cream cones, to celebrate National Nonprofit Day. Now, we will have a jar out for a donation. We will accept donations, and all the donations that we get for National Nonprofit Day through our ice cream social will come right back to the Richland Hospital Foundation. So it all stays local, helps us with our local programming, our local services. But it's really a day to celebrate Nonprofit Day. And we invite the community to come between 11 and 1 o'clock in the hospital parking lot, get some free ice cream, see a few foundation board members, see myself. And just thank you for supporting all the work that our community does to support all the nonprofits. You know, there's other nonprofits before the hospital, besides the hospital, but we want to celebrate National Nonprofit Day with this ice cream social. And again, all proceeds that we get from donations for this social stay right here in our community.
Nothing like summertime ice cream socials, right?
Yeah. And thank you to the sponsor, you know, out in Viroqua there, Sleepy Hollow, for doing this. And it's a neat little truck that comes in, and just some great people offering free ice cream. And it's just a great way to, you know, have some stewardship and really give back to our donors and our community that has supported us year after year.
The next big thing is coming up. I believe you talked about it the last time you were here, but the Howl at the Moon event.
Yeah, so this is a super big event we're super excited about. So it's Howl at the Moon at the Willows here in Richland Center. So it's closer to Ithaca. The Willows, if you're not aware, is a new event space. They do Airbnbs, but they created a barn that they turned into this beautiful event space that we are going to bring in dueling pianos. So I brought in a dueling piano group out of Chicago. So there'll be two pianos, a drummer. They put on a performance. So from 5 to 10, the doors will be open at the Willows. So if you've never been there, come check it out. We'll have food trucks there. Four food trucks are coming in to help support the event. We have sponsors that are there supporting the event, but it's going to be a really cool, fun time. From 5 to 7, come and eat dinner there. It's a $20 ticket to get in. And then from 7 to 10, it is nonstop entertainment. We have raffles, we have games, and again, raising all funds for the Richland Hospital Foundation.
How did you choose this dueling piano group?
So I belong to a consortium where there's a bunch of foundation directors that get together on a quarterly basis, and we meet in SOC, and we talk about fundraising techniques and what each small critical access hospital foundations are doing to bring in funding for their facility. And somebody mentioned dueling pianos, and I thought, wow, that sounded really fun. And then Heather Tomey, who sits on our board, had heard of this dueling piano group. We have an events committee that thinks about ways to fundraise. So we contacted this company because we've had firsthand experience with Heather attending a show in Chicago. We reached out to them. They're willing to support nonprofit. We did have to pay to bring them in, but all the tips they make that night for playing the songs comes back to the foundation. So it's kind of cool. So if you request a song, so let's say I want to hear Sweet Caroline, I'll give them $20, but you want to hear Sweet Alabama, you're going to give them $40. They're going to play your song first, but they'll eventually get to my song. But all the tips they make that night come back to the foundation to support our special program that we have called the Patient Project Fund. And I can talk a little bit more about that fund.
Yes, I think it's going to be, you know, it's fun. I think it's going to be good music, but it's also going to be funny, too, isn't
it? It's going to be funny. It's going to be entertaining. It's just something different to do in Richland Center on a Friday night, September 21st at the Willows. Four great food vendors will be there. We have RC Tacos. We have Utter Brothers, all local. Cook's Kitchen will be there, and Beef Producers. So a variety of different types of foods. There'll be drinks and games. Again, just a great time, and raffles, some great raffles, and 50-50, and it's a really way to come out and support the foundation and learn about us and meet our board of directors. But yeah, the entertainment is, I'm super excited about it. I think it's going to be a great evening, and you get to check out the Willows if you've never been out there to see what kind of event space they have. They have been very generous to us in helping us put on this program and putting it together. Shelley Maxwell and her family have really stepped up to help support this event that we're doing, raising funds for the foundation.
Do people need tickets in advance, Angie?
So they can get tickets in advance. They can get them online through the hospital website, or they can get them the day of. It's $20 in advance, $20 at the door. But yes, you need a $20 ticket to get in, but that helps support, pay for the pianos that we have coming in to perform, helps some of that overhead cost. We do have to insure the event. We have to rent the event facility, but again, at a very low rate that they're giving us to help support the foundation.
Foundation does a lot of things behind the scenes. Could you talk about maybe some recent successes for the group?
Yeah, so recently we, and I think I talked about earlier, the foundation agreed to purchase $244,000 worth of equipment for our eye clinic. Now, was that going to happen? At some point, yes, the hospital was going to do it, but they could do it quicker because they had the foundation and the community support. Just so, I think you and I both have probably had issues. I know I have, trying to get an eye appointment locally. I've had to go to Hillsboro, and now I can do it right in our own facility because the foundation, through the donors, were able to purchase this eye equipment. We just had our golf event. We just wrapped up a very successful golf event in Spring Green. And those proceeds will help pay off the rest of the balance that we owe on that equipment. The equipment is installed. We have doctors using it. We have our new doctor coming in next month, starting to take appointments. But we have a final bill that we need to pay on that. We were able to raise those funds through the golf event. The golf event that we had is one of our biggest fundraisers. I'm hoping Howl at the Moon will be even bigger. But we were able to sell out the event. We had it originally scheduled in June, and then we were rained out. So I had to pivot very quickly. And in my career, that was something that I hadn't had to deal with before. But through the help of my board, through the help of the golf course, we rescheduled to July 30th, so which was just a couple weeks ago. Very successful. Max amount of teams is 36. We had 34 teams. Businesses, local businesses, vendors, really supporting the cause and helping us support to purchase that eye equipment for the hospital and clinics.
I think a lot of people think, well, I pay my bill, you know, or my insurance pays my bill. I don't think we think about other things that maybe, you know, don't get caught up with as far as, you know, money going to the hospital, right?
Yeah, you know, so you walk in, you pay your bill, you think, well, I should just have all these services. It pays for the basics, but it doesn't pay for the extras. Some of the extras are through community donation scholarships. This year, we wrote a little over $50,000 in checks. Two community members, not just hospital employees, received funds to help further their education and healthcare. Those are our future people that's going to take care of you and I. And if we didn't have a foundation, I don't know if there would be a scholarship because there's only so much staff, there's only so much money to go around. And it's through community donations we can do scholarships. The Howl at the Moon event, we're raising funds for our patient project program. Our patient project program has just skyrocketed. And that's an extra amenity that we're able to provide patients that normally wouldn't be there. That doesn't get covered by your bill. We have patients that come in that maybe need a little extra support. Let's say, for example, they have to have their clothes cut off for whatever reason for a medical procedure. Sometimes patients come in and they don't have clothes to go home in, and we just cut them off. And so we've got staff scrambling, bringing home t-shirts and pants from, you know, their rummage sale. But that's where the foundation stepped in. That's where the faculty, the employees came to us and said, hey, we donate to the foundation. We have a need for our patients. And so we created the Patient Project Program. So we purchased brand new clothing, brand new t-shirts, brand new sweatpants, that if patients have a need for clothes, we want them to leave our facility with dignity. And that's what the Patient Project Program helps fund, which we're raising funds for next Friday at the Willows. We have another package we give to families who, unfortunately, if their loved one has to get emergency transported out of our facility, we have a care package for the family just to get them over the hump. Toothpaste, toothbrush, just some toiletry kits to get them if they are going to Madison or La Crosse or whatever have you. And then finally in that package, we have a sympathy package for, unfortunately, their loved ones that pass away at our facility. We show that extra support. There's a card from the care team, a pin and a poem about their loved one, and some basic information. And that stuff wouldn't be there if we didn't have donor support, if we didn't have our foundation. That's the extra services that we're able to provide. Really cool story. At the end of December last year, I had our hospitalist come to me and have a patient that had been coming back often and having to be hospitalized. And they found out that he kept getting frostbite on his feet. Well, he didn't have dry boots for the winter time, and he worked an outside job. And he came to us, this physician said, would the foundation support us buying this individual a new pair of boots and socks so that he doesn't get frostbite? And we said, absolutely. So we pulled that from the patient project fund through donor support, through employee support, and we're able to buy that patient a brand new pair of boots and socks. He had a size 14 shoe, so we had to, you know, shop locally at Mr. G's and get that for him. But that's the type of stuff, the extra work that we can do to help support patients. And that feels good. That feels good that we can do that. You know, we're a small hospital, critical access hospital, locally owned. We're not part of any facility as far as like Amplify or Gunderson, which is now Amplify, SSM Health, UW Health. We are an independent hospital. And the only way we stay that way is if we keep be able to have community support, to have patients support us by attending and donating to the foundation so that we can stay critical access, stay independently owned.
Patients don't feel like they're a number when you have those kind of amenities, I think.
No, absolutely not. And we're always open to new things, how we can support the patients, new programming, a super cool thing. I just had a board meeting this morning, and I always start the month out with a win. What is something that made me feel good in my job because of the donations that we received, because of the community support? We have some staff members that were CNAs, certified nursing assistants, and we have a need in our facility with these new doctors. We need more MAs, medical assistants. So the foundation stepped in and supported these staff members to get that higher degree to get them into their MA certification. So we just paid out a little over $1,600 last month to two staff members to help them get a higher certification so that they can support our patients and support their need. And if you think about it, if we didn't support our staff members, you as a patient coming in, we may have a brand new eye doctor, but we don't have somebody to help support him. So we can't schedule as many patients. We're promoting within, we're supporting within, and that all happens through donor dollars and through the foundation's work.
Yeah, we're very fortunate because, you know, it's bad enough to have to go to La Crosse or Madison for healthcare, but it's nice to have it right here in our backyard. And so it's important to support the effort, I think.
Yeah, the work I do every day is so rewarding. I mean, I am excited to wake up every day. I've just finished 4 years in my position, and the amount of growth our foundation has had through community support, through community donors, through foundation. And we're always looking for that extra program that we can do to support you. If I have a donor that came in my office and said, hey, Angie, let's do X, Y, and Z, we're going to do it. We're going to do our best to do it, and we're going to figure out how to do it because it only betters us as a community hospital.
So I know the focus is on the event at the Willows, but what's up next after that? What's coming up in the fall for the foundation?
So we have an event called Healthcare Here, and that is an event that I'm working with your past counterpart, Ron Fruit, where we are working on some testimonials from patients that, and one is a scholarship recipient who received a scholarship from us, and she's going to talk about, her name is Julia Smith, she's going to talk about from the time she started, got her degree, and to now being a nurse in our Kramer Center. Very cool story. Another couple individuals that will be giving stories about their healthcare journey at our October event called Healthcare Here. And I am putting it out there if anybody would like to attend that event. It is a philanthropy event. We're asking donors to come and listen to these stories and then think about pledging for at least 3 years to help support our rural healthcare. But these three individuals, Ron has interviewed them already. He's putting together this great package. It's October 15th at the White House. But if people are interested, I'm happy to send them an invitation and have them hear the stories. It comes with a dinner. And then that event, again, is going to help support our continuing work. And it doesn't happen. And I want community members to hear the stories from the patients that we served, that how it's been life-changing for them. Our small little hospital is, you know, has people walking that they said would never walk again, and people saying that, you know, they may never even be alive or off a ventilator, and they're here because of our rehab department, our physicians. So it's a pretty cool story that's coming out there. We have another individual who does works out of our rural healthcare clinics. You know, we have one in Spring Green and Muscadet. And he's a farmer, and he's going to talk about, you know, how important it is for him to have that rural healthcare so close to him in the Muscadet area. So great testimonials coming up. I would love individuals to attend and listen to the stories. And so again, if people are invited, give me a call at the hospital. You know, my extension's 2285. And I'd love to invite you to that. And then finally, we have our annual end of the year appeal. And that's where we send a letter out. So if you attend my Healthcare Here event in October, you won't get a letter because hopefully you've already pledged to us. But we have an end of the year appeal where we're going to be asking donors, community members to donate to keep these programs going, to keep the ideas flowing, to keep us doing scholarships, to keep us our equipment fund going, and our patient project fund going. And that letter will go out, and every dollar helps. I have a little person that comes into my office, a little lady actually. She gives me $5 every year. Warms my heart. Love her. Because you know what? Combined, it makes a huge difference. I know there's a lot of other nonprofits out there, but we're just asking for a little small piece of the pie to help keep our community hospital running and our foundation doing the work that we're doing.
Foundation down the road, I know a lot of talk about a new facility someday. That's something that the foundation would be yes. a part of too, right?
Absolutely. We'll be running the capital campaign for that. We're going to be charged with raising millions of dollars for that. And so we're hopefully setting up now the relationships, setting up people thinking about, hey, if they want a piece of the action of that new hospital. We just had a discussion not too long ago about naming rights. We're far off from that, but I think it's always worth talking about because you never know. Pretty soon, I'm afraid they're going to pull the plug and say, all right, Angie, we're going to be building this hospital in 3 years. We need $1 million from the foundation to make it happen. So yes, it's happening, but it's not going to happen without community support. And there's some really cool things, ways that the community can support it. So even if listeners now are thinking, you know what, I might want to support that down the road, contact me. There's ways to do it so it's tax-free for you. There's different ways of legacy giving. Individuals, if you're over 70 and a half, you can pull out of your IRA if you don't need it, and you don't have to pay the income tax on it if you donate it to the hospital foundation. We're completely 100% nonprofit. You can write off everything that you give to us.
Sounds good. And if somebody's listening and saying, well, maybe I don't have that much in my pocketbook, but I can give of my time, how can they be a part of the foundation?
So we have board positions constantly open. You know, volunteerism, the amount of volunteerism, I wish I could put a price tag on that. It would surpass, I think, maybe what we have already invested because the amount of volunteer hours that our board puts on. So, you know, if you go to the hospital website, you'll see a number of foundation board members. Maybe reach out to them. You can say, oh, I know Cindy Chicker, or I know Dr. Bob Smith. Talk to them, find out, call me at the hospital, and find out how you can be a board member. We have community events like our event that we're running at the Willows. We could use community support to help with certain things on that. So if you're willing to, maybe you don't have time to sit on a board, but you want to sit on a committee, I have committees for you. I can put you on. There's even a fundraising committee. So
great. That's a busy week next week for the foundation. Super. Free ice cream on Monday, and then the dueling pianos.
At the Willows. Fundraising for a patient project program. The foundation's here, and we're just here to support the community and the needs that they have health-wise.
Wonderful. Always good to see you, Angie.
You too. Thank you, Phil.
You bet. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Angie Coonan, Foundation Director with Richland Hospital on this portion of the morning show.